Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back into the show. Ryan Porth and Calvin Smith rocking out to some AC/DC on this Thursday morning. Joined now by the resident GM, Floyd Reese. You can hear him, as always, weekdays 2 to 6 alongside Jared Stillman here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Floyd, hope you had a good Christmas.
I did, and it sounds like you guys did, cranking it out early here on a day after Christmas.
Absolutely.
Oh, we're getting hype in the studio. You know how we do.
Well, Floyd, you know the Titans will be getting hype this Sunday as they face the Houston Texans, win and they are in. And Calvin and I were just debating last segment, how, if you are Mike Vrabel, how do you use Derrick Henry in this game? If you get up to a little bit of a lead, do you start putting Deion Lewis in there a little bit more often and protecting Henry for a possible playoff game, or you just unleash the beast this Sunday?
Yeah, no, I think you probably ride that pony as long as it'll go. That being said, you know, if, God willing, we were to jump out to a lead of some sort and they started pulling a bunch of their players, then that might change your mind. But I think, generally speaking, as important as this game is and as good as Derrick is, you know, I don't know how you can take him out if there's even a whisper of a chance that you could falter in the end.
What would you say that feeling like is in the building this week? You win and you are in the playoffs for the second time in 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's a playoff game for them. You know, it's either you win, you get to play again, you lose, and you're gone. So, I mean, this is the thing that's kind of unique about the NFL and their playoff system. I mean, it's, you know, it's not the best out of two or three or seven, or, you know, it's, you get one shot. And so it's always that kind of do or die, you know, with everything you do from now on for them. You know, other teams will have an extra week, but they haven't put themselves in a position to be able to appreciate that.
Well, what I'm curious about is, how does one in the NFL balance having a Christmas holiday and a very important game coming up like the Titans do? You know, you're going to have Christmas morning with the family, I'm assuming, but does that affect you in any way that's going to distract you some, or how do you keep focused when you have other things going on that are important to you?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, it really is. I think Mike did a smart thing. He took their normal Tuesday day off, and they practiced, and then he gave them Christmas day off. So, you know, instead of Tuesday, their day off is Wednesday. So they got to appreciate a little bit more. But starting this morning, all of those nice gifts and all the fun you had yesterday kind of disappear into a, you know, how can we beat Houston scenario.
How does the proximity of when they last played the Texans affect how they prep for it this week? Does it make it easier than it would, say, if they'd played them in week five, or does it really not change the process going in?
No, the process will be the same. That is, they'll go, you know, the same, whatever they do on Thursday, first and 10, second and short, you know, third and short kind of day. And then the next day will be a, you know, extra receiver, extra DB kind of day. And then 2 minute, 4 minute, and, you know, however they arrange it. So that part of it will be the same. Now, having played them so recently, you know, you, instead of going back over some of the material you went over before, I think you'll probably emphasize areas that maybe you weren't as good as you wanted to be. And it also gives you a chance to really look forward and maybe, you know, look into, okay, they didn't do this the first game, but in the past they've done this against us and it's been effective. So let's be sure that we're aware of things like that. So, you know, I think as far as getting to know the team long term, you'll know much better this game than you did the first one. But, you know, let's face it, there won't be a lot new to uncover.
The GM, Floyd Reese, here with us on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Morning Drive, Ryan Porth and Calvin Smith in for Braden Gall and Derek Mason. Floyd, Do you think Ryan Tannehill has anything really to prove in this game against Houston?
Well, yes and no. You know, I mean, I think what he has done for us, I think everybody that, you know, is a Titan fan has to be excited, especially all the turmoil we've gone through for the last couple of years with the quarterback situation and trying to get it stabilized. You look at it now with Ryan and you think, okay, you know, there's a bet. This is the best chance we've had in the last 4 or 5 years to really have stability at the position. That being said, you know, the objective of your quarterback is always to get you in the playoffs and see how far you can go in the playoffs. And I don't know, I want to say off the top of my head that Ryan has never been to the playoffs. So, you know, this is going to be really exciting for him too. You know, he got a chance to lead his team into the playoffs and then got a chance to see exactly how far they can go in the playoffs.
Want to put you in the shoes of John Robinson because you have been in those shoes specifically with the Tennessee Titans. Let's say John Robinson has in his mind that he's leaning towards bringing Ryan Tannehill back as this team's franchise quarterback. Is there anything that can happen in Week 17 and or the postseason, in your mind, Floyd, that could alter that opinion going into the offseason?
You know, short of a major injury of some sort, I'm not sure that there can be. I think if you're, you know, similar to Marcus's situation, I think going into the season, in the back of your mind, you have a hint as to how you think this is going to work out. And then at some point in time, something happens that just verifies what you thought. And at that point in time, you say, okay, that's it. You know, we're either all in or all out. And I think the same would probably be true with Ryan. That is, if you're feeling good about where he is and what he's done, then I'm not sure from a performance standpoint that he would or that he could go out and just blow it up. I mean, the truth is, the way he's played for us, I mean, it's been pretty flawless. And there's really nothing that you look at, you know, physically or mentally or, you know, what he's shown you from a leadership standpoint that would ever lead you to believe he's going to go in here and just implode for some reason. So I think if you feel good about him, you know, after the game, like I said, barring a major injury of some sort, you probably will still feel good about him. And if the opposite is true, that's probably true also.
Well, when we talk about looking forward to the future for this team, obviously Derrick Henry's a big part of what they want to center their offense around. He's in a contract year, and my mind goes to Devontae Freeman. You know, in Atlanta, he got 5 years over $40 million, and I think most would agree Derrick Henry's better than Devontae Freeman. How do you view Derrick Henry's valuation?
You know, they're going to go through, and I'm sure it'll be a lengthy, drawn-out process. You know, his agents are going to want him to be the highest-paid running back in the league. And yet, you know, the argument for John will be, well, you know, he's not really a three-down back. It's not a guy that you put in the game and then forget about that position till the end of the game. So, you know, does he really deserve that? And the bottom line is always, you know, where's that number? What's that magic number for everybody? I think Derek has a home here. I think he realizes that. He is more valuable to us, I think, than he would be to a lot of other teams simply because of you know, his two-down effectiveness, but, you know, not that third-down kind of back that you're always looking for. So, I mean, he's gonna be important to us, and I think, you know, his agents will be talking along the lines of, hey, now we've got a home here, and we can be here for a while. So let's be smart about what, you know, there's no need you moving halfway across the country, you know, for an extra $500,000 a year when you'll more than make up for that in the state of Tennessee.
Floyd, just in terms of even a more macro sense, how do you view the value of running backs changing in the NFL right now?
Yeah, it's changing. And that's why I say, I think, you know, they're historically, I don't want to say becoming less important because they're always important, but I think we're realizing that maybe you can find backs with a little bit more good fortune than you can find other positions. You know, we see year after year where, you know, a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth round guy comes in and plays very, very well. And you know, he leaves, and then all of a sudden here comes another one. I think the 49ers for a long time, and maybe still are, were leading the league in rushing with two free agent, you know, running backs, just guys off the street. And so, you know, you look at that and you say, okay, maybe it's changed. Again, that being said, for us, you know, the, and our identity and the things we want to do, he's more important to us than he would be to some of these other teams. And hopefully everybody realizes that. I know J-Rob, you know, appreciates it. And I'm just hoping that the agents realize that too.
Floyd Reese has been our guest here on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Floyd, thanks as always. We'll be tuning in at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
See you guys later.
Thanks, Floyd.
Floyd Reese, co-host of Jared and the GM, former Tennessee Titans general manager, here joining us on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Calvin, do you have any thought there of what he had to say about Derrick Henry and running backs in general?
Well, when I asked him about running backs in general, I think he perfectly put the state of the running back right now in the NFL, and that it is a changing landscape with this position, especially with, you know, analytics are a big part of what I look at when I'm doing analysis and thinking about what I want to talk about. And that's part of the shift in the NFL and what he talked about, how running backs, in a sense, it's not that they don't matter, but they may be a more replaceable position than others like wide receiver and especially quarterback, the most important position on the field.
Let's carry over this conversation into the next segment about running backs. How valuable are running backs in the National Football League? How valuable is Derrick Henry to the Titans? And is there a difference there? We'll get into that coming up next. You can catch Floyd Reese on NFL pregame this Sunday featuring Jared Stillman and Chris Sanders as well. They'll be live from George Jones downtown on 2nd Avenue from 1 to 3 p.m. before the Titans take on the Houston Texans in that pivotal Week 17 contest. NFL pregame is brought to you by Wholesale Inc. powered by RumbleOn.com. Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota Dealers, and Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House. We are also taking your texts this morning, 615-737-1025. Your worst Christmas gift. Everybody celebrated the holidays this week, or I hope everyone had the opportunity to celebrate the holidays this week. What was your worst Christmas gift? We will reward the worst Christmas gift with a four-pack of movie passes to the Malco Theater in Smyrna. You're listening to Morning Drive. Ryan Porth and Calvin Smith here with you on this Thursday morning, live from the Wholesale Inc. studio, powered by RumbleOn.com on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.